I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up next with Ali Burlow. And this week, local fish, Moroccan style.
Gia Winsrick Ulmer grew up between the vineyard and New York City. As a young American woman traveling the world, she met the man who had become her husband in his hometown of Essaouira, Morocco, and then moved there in 2010. That's where she learned how to cook Moroccan food side by side with her mother-in-law. Today, the couple has three small children and for now has settled on Martha's Vineyard. One day I went to visit Gia, and she was making lunch for me. Her baby Samir was wrapped tightly and slung on her back. Music played quietly in the background, and the eight-month-old boy was cooing and crying and gurgling like babies do.
Well, let me start off by telling you what I made. Usually when you go to a Moroccan restaurant, you'll have something typical like preserved lemons and chicken or meat with prunes and almonds. But I wanted to make something that millions of Moroccan homes are preparing probably at this moment, and something that I've eaten with my mother-in-law, and just a very simple lunch that a family would have together.
She was stirring a pot on the stove with minced local cod that she had rolled into balls the size of large marbles. They simmered away in a tomato sauce and were seasoned with garlic, paprika, cumin, and black pepper. Turmeric stained the dish a silky golden color. If we had been in her home kitchen in Morocco, she would have cooked this meal with sardines. She admits to thinking that sardines were kind of a stinky fish in a can before she lived there. But then she learned and tasted subtle differences.
The same fish has different seasons. So one season, they're kind of fatty, so they're for grilling. Another season, they're leaner. And then you grind them up and have them in various ways. You fry them in their kind of lean state. And then you also do this with them.
She was moving around her kitchen with grace and deliberation. Grounded, it seems, embracing her life living within and between two different cultures in family and food.
One of the things that has surprised me is how much I've learned from Moroccan women about sustainable cooking and just a sustainable life, but in particular in relationship to food. Because it wasn't until I went there and then I would spend like 6 or 7 months at a time there over a 4-year period. And I'd never really understood local, seasonal, organic. We kind of throw these words around, and there's privilege to being able to eat in that way. But in Morocco, I saw eating local, seasonal food was the cheapest way to eat.
Gia talks about a reckoning of sorts, of what it means to cook influenced by a culture that lives closer to the land.
I find Moroccan food to be delicious and beautiful, but also very practical. You know, there's no utensils. You share one plate. You eat with the bread. There's not a lot of dishes. You know, using the tagine, you don't use a lot of extra water. Like everything, it's very economical.
Cooking for her is an exploration. Moroccan in spirit, she melds these distinct cultures with a common denominator, fresh local ingredients. For example, in the spring, she'll make a fiddlehead tagine, and in the summer, a couscous with caramelized rose hips.
Foraging is an interesting way to integrate the sweet and savory combinations that they do a lot in Moroccan food. They do a lot of fruit and meat combinations.
She comes by her opinions about local food from her firsthand experiences. Part of this dynamic is about how people shop in Morocco, because when not everything is available all the time, like it is here in the States, eating in season is what regular people do.
There's these sweet potatoes they have that are caked with this black dirt, and they're only 2 months of the year you get them. So they peel it, and we have, like, for 2 months, we're like eating sweet potatoes with olives and chicken. And the food is loaded with seasonal vegetables, and you have meat always, but it's a little bit. It's a very little bit. It's like one chicken thigh for 6 people. There's so much we can learn from, you know, low-income women in the so-called developing world. In a healthy food system, this local seasonal organic food should be cheap. If it's not, then there's something needs to change.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Ali Burlow.
We've got that fishball recipe and some photos on our website, capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.